Every dream comes with a bill. That's a truth I learned early and learned well. Now, at first, that idea sounds a little harsh, doesn't it? We love to dream. Oh, we're good at dreaming. Who hasn't sat back and pictured a bigger home, a better job, stronger relationships, more vibrant health? I know I have. The mind paints with a broad brush when it comes to imagination. But here's what most people never see: the invoice tucked underneath that dream. Every ambition carries with it a silent price tag. Sometimes it's stamped in bold letters, payable upon pursuit. Sometimes it's written in invisible ink and you only see it as you start to chase what you want. But rest assured, it's there. Now, nothing worthwhile is free. If it's free, it probably isn't worth much. There's always a trade. Maybe it's the hours you'll need to pour in after work while others are watching television. Maybe it's the weekends you'll exchange for early mornings. Maybe it's giving up the comfort of staying just as you are in order to become someone you're not yet. I remember a time, not so long ago, sitting in my apartment, thinking about all the things I wanted: financial freedom, influence, the ability to travel, to give, to build something meaningful. At first, it was pleasant. The mind is a wonderful artist, but reality is a relentless accountant. The dreams looked wonderful until the bill arrived. Then came the question, am I willing to pay? That's the first step toward any meaningful goal. The sooner you accept the price, the sooner you can get busy paying it. Too many people try to shop for success on credit, hoping maybe the bill will never come. They want the joy, but not the journey. The trophy, but not the training. But every goal asks for payment, sometimes in discomfort, sometimes in sweat, sometimes in lonely hours where you wonder if it's all worth it. You see, the pain of discipline weighs ounces, but the pain of regret weighs tons. Better to pay as you go than to receive a bill you can't handle at the end. So, if you're dreaming tonight, good. Don't stop. Dream big. But don't be shocked when the bill shows up. In fact, expect it. Welcome it. Say to yourself, if there's a price for the life I want, show me the number. If it's time, I'll find it. If it's effort, I'll give it. If it's sacrifice, I'll make it. Because only then do you get to move from wishing to working, from someday to now. There's a reason some people seem to achieve so much with the same 24 hours that everyone else has. It's not because they're lucky. It's not because the bill is cheaper for them. It's because they saw the price early and decided to start paying. If you wait for the bill to shrink, you'll be waiting a long time. If you wish the cost away, you'll be wishing forever. But if you say, I accept the price, I'm ready to pay, then something magical happens. Life starts to open its doors, not all at once, but just enough to show you that you're on the right path. Remember, the sooner you accept the price, the sooner you can start paying it. And the sooner you start paying, the sooner the dream moves from fantasy to fact. There's a law that governs all achievement, whether we acknowledge it or not. I call it the law of exchange. You can't get something for nothing. Now, I know that sounds simple, almost too simple, but it's amazing how many people overlook it, hoping life might make an exception for them. Think about it. Every advancement, every gain, every new chapter in your life begins with a trade. Success is built on the foundation of exchange. You trade comfort for progress. You trade leisure for learning. You trade old excuses for new discipline. The world asks, what do you have to offer? And only then does it consider what it will give you in return. Picture someone who wants a better physique. The wish is easy, but the price is set. Early mornings, changed routines, sometimes even saying no to another helping at dinner. Comfort is surrendered, but progress is gained. The couch or the track, you can't occupy both. Or maybe you want to build a business or climb higher in your career. You look at those who've built something special, and it's tempting to think they've found a shortcut or a secret. But underneath the surface, every story's the same. They traded evenings and weekends, steady paychecks for risk, easy tasks for the challenge of leadership. The law of exchange cannot be bypassed. Sometimes the exchange is subtle. Instead of one more hour of television, one more hour with a book. Instead of scrolling, stretching your skills. Instead of talking about change, doing the work. And over time, these trades accumulate into a fortune of progress. But here's the powerful part. You get to decide what you're willing to exchange. That's your great privilege. Life will not force you. There's no auctioneer in the sky banging the gavel and demanding your offer. You write your own check for your own future. But if you're not happy with your present, it's probably because the exchange you've been making isn't big enough for the life you want. If you want more, you must give more. If you want different, you must trade something familiar for something new. This law is not punishment. It's the best deal you'll ever get. Because the world always gives back what you put in, multiplied. The person who gives discipline receives self-respect. The person who trades comfort for challenge receives growth. The one who swaps excuse for action receives progress. Years ago, I decided I was tired of trading my potential for my past. I'd been exchanging my time for very little return, and it finally dawned on me, if you want something you've never had, you have to exchange something you've always kept. So ask yourself tonight, what are you willing to give up to go up? What comfort will you trade for a cause? What habit will you exchange for a new result? The law of exchange says, show me what you'll give, and I'll show you what you can have. It's as reliable as gravity. Now, some people hope to get by on credit, effort tomorrow, reward today. But life's not a bank that gives out loans for dreams. You pay in advance. You pay with your willingness to let go of what's easy and grab hold of what's meaningful. So when you're ready for change, remember, the trade is yours to make. Success is always on the other side of the right exchange. You want to know what steals more dreams than failure ever could? The cost of waiting. Now, I don't mean waiting your turn in line or waiting for the coffee to brew. I mean the habit of putting off action, postponing decisions, and thinking that tomorrow is a better day to start paying the price. See, delay doesn't make the price go away. It adds interest. The bill for your dreams grows while you hesitate. Every day you wait to begin, the cost increases, not just in lost time, but in lost momentum, lost confidence, lost opportunity. I meet people all the time who say, I'll start when things settle down. I'll begin when I feel ready. Just let me get through this busy season. And while they wait for the perfect moment, life keeps raising the price. The window of opportunity narrows. The energy needed to start grows heavier. The doubts get louder. It's like hoping a sale will come on what you want, but finding out the price went up overnight. There was a young man who wanted to write a book. He had a brilliant idea, a passion burning inside him. But every week he found a reason to delay. I need a little more research. I need just the right inspiration. Maybe next month, when things are less hectic, weeks turned into months, months into years. The book never got written. Not because he wasn't capable, but because he waited too long to pay the price. And the price kept going up. Think about this. Procrastination doesn't just cost you time. It erodes your confidence. Every time you postpone, you send yourself a message that you're not ready. That doubt grows roots. It settles in and starts whispering, maybe you'll never be ready. The longer you wait, the heavier the burden becomes until the dream that once excited you now intimidates you. And what about the opportunities that simply expire? Not every chance lasts forever. Some doors close, never to open again. Some seasons of life once missed can't be recovered. The price of waiting is often the price of never. I learned this lesson in my own life. There were opportunities I let slip by because I told myself there would be a better time. Looking back, I realized the cost wasn't just the missed chance. It was the regret, the wondering, the knowledge that I could have if only I'd started sooner. Now the good news is, the minute you start, you stop the interest from accumulating. The minute you pay even a small amount toward your goal, you interrupt the cycle of delay. You start reclaiming lost ground, and life begins to respond. Action is the great reducer of cost. Each step you take brings the bill back down to size. So if you find yourself waiting, waiting for courage, waiting for clarity, waiting for the perfect conditions, just remember, the meter is running. The price is climbing. Don't let the cost of waiting bankrupt your future. Take a step, no matter how small, and you'll discover that starting is half the battle. The world rewards those who pay early, who seize their moment. Don't let hesitation write the check. Your dreams can't cash. Begin today, before the price gets any higher. Tell me, when you make a large purchase, are you paying up front or paying later? A lot of stores have that option, right? Well, every goal gives you that option too. And while the cost is unavoidable, the method of payment makes all the difference in the world. You see, you either pay now with discipline or you pay later with regret. Those are the only two currencies on the table. The price of discipline is paid day by day, moment by moment, in those quiet acts of consistency. Sometimes it feels tedious, even uncomfortable. Waking up early, sticking to your commitments, saying no to distractions, practicing the fundamentals over and over again while nobody's watching. That's discipline's price tag. But here's what I discovered. Discipline buys freedom. Every difficult decision you make today opens up options tomorrow. Every temptation resisted now brings a future of satisfaction and self-respect. You buy the ability to choose your direction, to shape your destiny, to stand on the side of fulfillment rather than frustration. Now, what if you choose to delay, to skip the price of discipline, hoping life might forget to send the bill? Well, life keeps excellent records. The cost simply moves into another column. Regret, that one is sneaky. It doesn't show up immediately. At first, it seems like you got away with something. But over time, it grows and compounds. Regret buys frustration. It trades away potential. It sells your future back to comfort, but at a loss. It sneaks up in the quiet hours when you realize you could have, you should have, but you didn't. That's a hard bill to pay because it comes due when there's no time left to earn it back. I remember a time in my own life when I faced that very choice. There was a project, something meaningful, that would require weeks of early mornings, some new skills, and a few sacrifices along the way. For a moment, the idea of waiting, of postponing, sounded easy. But I'd learned my lesson by then. I chose to pay up front. Each day, I chipped away at the task, sometimes excited, sometimes exhausted. And when it was finished, I looked back, grateful for the discipline that had purchased my sense of pride and satisfaction. Now, I've also met those who chose the other path. They deferred the cost, hoping it would disappear. But regret arrived, always heavier, always with interest, and always at the worst possible time. You see, every goal gives you the same two doors, prepay or overpay. If you prepay with discipline, the reward is always worth it. If you try to dodge the cost, the penalty is always more than you'd planned. It's the same with health, relationships, career, or character. The earlier you pay, the better the bargain. It's a simple formula, really. Pay now, play later. Or play now, pay later. But remember, playing later never feels as sweet when it comes with the price of missed opportunities and unrealized potential. So, if you have a goal, a vision for your life, choose to pay up front.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Embrace the discomfort of discipline, knowing you're making a wise investment. Because the receipt of discipline is always freedom, and that's a purchase you'll never regret. Now, sometimes the price tag looks a little expensive. That's because it is. But here's the good news. You can pay that price with an installment plan. Now, some goals can look enormous, almost overwhelming. Maybe it's starting a business, writing a book, getting fit, or changing your financial destiny. The final number can seem so high, the effort so great, that most people turn away before they begin. But here's a truth that's changed the game for so many. Big goals are expensive, but you don't have to pay all at once. See, life allows you to pay in daily installments. You can break that massive cost into small, consistent actions that fit into your day. The same way you'd buy a house, not with one giant payment, but in monthly pieces over time. The beauty of this plan is that it's available to everyone, regardless of where you start or what resources you have. I remember looking at some of my own ambitions and feeling overwhelmed at the distance between where I was and where I wanted to go. But then I realized I didn't need to have it all today. I just needed to pay a little bit every day. Showing up, doing the work, inching forward, sometimes only by a fraction. That's the magic of the installment plan. Let's say your goal is to read 50 books in a year. That sounds like a lot. But if you read just 10 pages a day, the price gets paid, almost without pain. Or maybe you want to save a substantial sum. Start with a few dollars each week. Over time, those small deposits compound. You build not just results, but the habits that make those results sustainable. Consistency, not intensity, is what pays the bill. Anybody can sprint for a week. It's the steady jog that crosses the finish line. The person who builds discipline, one small habit at a time, is the one who wakes up months or years later with a transformed life. But here's something to remember. Daily installments aren't always glamorous. You won't get applause for skipping dessert, or for waking up 30 minutes early to study, or for making one more sales call. But each action is a payment, a deposit toward your goal. And with every payment, the gap between where you are and where you want to be gets a little smaller. One of the best investments you can make is the decision to start small but stay steady. Don't worry if the steps seem minor. The key is repetition. Repetition builds muscle, it builds knowledge, and it builds character. Over time, those tiny installments add up to something remarkable. I encourage you, take that big, intimidating goal and break it down. Ask yourself, what's the smallest daily payment I can make toward this? Then make it a ritual. Protect it like your most important appointment. Because over weeks, months, and years, the power of that routine becomes unstoppable. So, next time you feel overwhelmed by the size of a dream, remember, you don't have to buy it in one day. Success can be paid off in manageable pieces. The only thing you can't afford is missing a payment. Keep paying, keep showing up, and soon enough, you'll own the life you once only imagined. Here's what most people never factor in when they chase a big goal: the hidden fees of ambition. If you've ever set out on a journey to achieve something worthwhile, you know exactly what I mean. At first, you think you got the total cost figured out. You see the time commitment, you count up the effort, maybe even the money. But then, along the way, come those extra charges, unexpected and often unwelcome. The first hidden fee is criticism. Anytime you step out of the ordinary, someone will have an opinion. Sometimes it's a stranger. Sometimes it's someone close to you. Why are you working so hard? Don't you think you're dreaming too big? At times, the criticism can sting. It's tempting to take it personally, but it's really just the price you pay for daring to do more. Then comes fatigue. You get tired, not just in your body, but in your spirit. The days stack up, and the energy required to keep going starts to feel like a hidden tax. There are moments when you'd rather quit than take one more step. Most people see this as a signal to stop. The wise see it as a sign they're paying the real cost of progress. Next, you'll meet doubt. This one can show up anywhere, late at night, early in the morning, in the middle of a setback. Suddenly you start to wonder, am I good enough? Is this worth it? Was I crazy to believe in this dream? Doubt is a sneaky fee because it doesn't announce itself. It just seeps in, draining your confidence little by little. And of course, there are setbacks, the unexpected detours, the rejections, the failures that nobody puts on the brochure. Everyone loves the success story, but nobody brags about the mistakes, the missteps, the moments when nothing seems to work. Yet these are part of the true price tag. Now here's the difference between those who finish and those who quit. The wise expect these fees and budget for them in advance. They know criticism is part of the journey, so they decide not to take it personally. They anticipate fatigue, so they build in rest. They prepare for doubt, so they remind themselves why they started. And when setbacks come, they adjust the plan instead of abandoning the goal. I remember a season in my life when everything seemed to go wrong at once. The criticism was loud, the fatigue was heavy, the setbacks kept coming. For a moment, quitting looked cheap compared to continuing. But I'd learned, if you want the reward, you've got to pay every part of the price, including the hidden fees. So, as you chase your ambitions, keep a little extra in reserve. Don't let surprise charges knock you off course. Most people quit not because the main cost was too high, but because they never saw the hidden fees coming. Be different. Budget for them. And when they arrive, pay gladly, knowing you're one step closer to something most people will never experience. In the end, it's those who prepare for the unexpected who cross the finish line. The goal isn't to avoid the fees, but to expect them and outlast them. That's the mindset of real achievement. Now, I want to talk about what I like to call the value multiplier, one of the great secrets to getting more out of every effort, every sacrifice, every investment you make on the road to your goals. See, if you're going to pay the price for success, why not make every payment stretch farther? Why not multiply what your time and energy can buy? Here's the principle. When you invest in yourself, your skills, your discipline, your mindset, you make every future purchase of success cost less and return more. It's like getting a discount on every dream for the rest of your life. Think about this. If you put effort into learning a new skill, that skill becomes an asset. From that day forward, every opportunity that requires it comes a little easier. You no longer have to pay the full price again. The doors that were closed start to swing open, sometimes automatically. The confidence that comes from growth becomes a passport to more options, more influence, more opportunity. I remember when I first started investing in my own learning. Books, tapes, seminars, time spent with mentors. Those early investments felt steep. Sometimes I wondered if they'd ever pay off. But over time, each new insight became a tool. Each bit of discipline became a lever. And suddenly, what used to seem difficult became almost automatic. The price hadn't changed for everyone, but it had changed for me. The same is true with discipline. Every time you conquer a weakness, every time you trade an old habit for a new one, you add to your arsenal. Discipline is cumulative. The more you practice it, the more natural it becomes. And with every bit of discipline you build, you reduce the price of your next success. You find yourself able to handle more, to recover faster, to reach further. Mindset is another multiplier, a mind trained to see possibilities, to focus on solutions, to expect the best, even in difficult times, pays off like compound interest. If you strengthen your mindset, setbacks shrink. Criticism bounces off. Fatigue loses its power. The world begins to cooperate with someone who is prepared, positive, and persistent. So how do you put this multiplier to work? Start making small daily investments in yourself. Read a little more. Practice a little harder. Reflect a little deeper. Say yes to challenges that scare you. Turn mistakes into lessons. With every step, you're building a stronger foundation for the future. Remember, every price you pay today in self-improvement pays dividends forever. It's like paying off one house and finding out you can live in every house on the street for free. The world rewards those who invest in themselves first. If you want the price of tomorrow's goals to shrink and the reward to grow, pour your best into your own growth. The more you become, the less everything costs, and the more every achievement is worth. Now let's talk about the part we all love most, collecting the rewards. This is the part everyone pictures when they first set out, the moment when all the discipline, sacrifice, and hard work begin to pay off. But here's what I've learned. The world doesn't always pay in cash. No. The receipts for a well-paid price come stamped in options, confidence, and character. Once you've paid the price for a goal, the results begin to compound. At first, the rewards might seem small, an extra hour of energy, a new sense of pride, a quiet satisfaction that you did what you said you'd do. But stick with it long enough, and something remarkable happens. The benefits multiply. You find yourself able to do things you once only dreamed of, not because the world got easier, but because you got stronger. Discipline is like a bank account. Each deposit adds up, and soon you're living off the interest. The world opens doors for those who have paid the price in advance. Opportunities you couldn't see before suddenly appear. People begin to trust you. Confidence replaces doubt. That's one of the greatest rewards, knowing you can trust yourself to follow through. And let's not forget character. Every time you trade comfort for progress, every time you choose the harder right over the easier wrong, you shape who you become. The ultimate reward isn't just what you achieve, but the person you become along the way. Character is the receipt the world hands you when you've done the work. It shows up in how you treat others, how you handle setbacks, and how you stand when the wind gets strong. There's also the reward of freedom. This is what discipline really buys. When you've done the work, when you've paid the price, you're no longer held hostage by circumstances or opinions. You have the freedom to choose your next move, to say yes or no on your terms, to live by design instead of by default. Sometimes the world pays you in ways you never expected. A chance to help someone else. The gratitude of a loved one. The respect of your peers. These rewards can't be measured by dollars, but they're more valuable than anything money can buy. I remember standing on stages, looking out at audiences, realizing that all the small daily payments had led to moments of impact. I couldn't have planned every reward, but I could trace everyone back to a price paid. Early mornings, late nights, risks taken, comfort traded for growth. So, as you move forward, keep your eyes on the true rewards. Don't get distracted by shortcuts or shiny prizes that fade quickly. The real prize is always found in the options you gain, the confidence you build, and the character you forge. That's the kind of wealth that never depreciates, that you carry with you wherever you go. Remember, the receipt of discipline is always freedom, and there's no better reward than living a life you're proud of, knowing you paid every price with courage, consistency, and faith in your own ability to grow.